There's a little brook that runs down Bald Mountain in Townsend State Park in Windham County. And on most maps, it's called Negro Brook, which is uncomfortable for all of us, and just about everyone agrees should probably be changed. But coming up with a new name is proving to be challenging and a little controversial. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Charles Marchant is a former high school history teacher and a member of the Townsend Historical Society. And the society just completed a project on a historic stone bridge that's over the brook. Preserving historic cemeteries and bridges are Marchant's main passions, and he generally doesn't get too involved in social justice or political issues. But when there's a proposal to change the name of the brook that runs under the more than century-old bridge, then Marchant's got some opinions to share.
I want it based on historical fact, not just come up with some name that, you know, makes people feel good.
There's been some talk around Townsend over the past few years to change the name of the brook, but a social justice group out of Burlington recently raised the issue again, and they're gathering signatures to have the state officially change the name. Marchant is the kind of guy who will spend days combing over old maps and deeds in the town vault. And so far, he's not impressed with the names that have been suggested.
The thing that bothers me the most about this particular group, they don't seem interested in wanting to do that research. They just want to change the name.
Marchant fully supports the move to change the name. And he's looked into the brook's history, but he can't uncover any direct link to an African-American family who lived in the area. The name's on a map from 1857, and he said Townsend is said to have been a stop on the Underground Railroad. Marchant even remembers hearing a story about an African-American man who ran a sawmill just upstream from the bridge, but without clear documentation, he's not ready to commit to any specific name change.
If I could tie this brook to a person's name, you know, there must have been a reason. And if I could, you know, if I find other records, I haven't stopped looking.
Alex Hazard is a co-founder of a group that wants to rename the brook after a former Townsend resident, Susanna Toby. Toby was an African-American woman who moved to the area from Massachusetts in the early 1800s and lived to be 104.
We're talking about, you know, Vermont making moves to right from wrong, you know, and show the larger state community and our communities of color in the state that, you know, we're interested in repairing those relationships and doing the right thing moving forward.
I think it's time for white people, especially white people in those positions of power who've always had the power to name these things, to step out of the way and to let the community members actually have their say.
Stephen Gillum is president of the Windham County branch of the NAACP. Gillum says that while it's important to allow the people of Townsend a say, the issue is much larger and deserves the input from people of color from around the state.
The people who are trying to come up and say, hey, this is what we want, are those that have been underrepresented and continue to be underrepresented. And so, you know, you've got people asking and trying to rewrite history, and it was named after black people, and black people should have the right to rename it.
At Townsend State Park, the staff has tried to at least limit exposure to the official name of the brook. The name isn't on any trail signs near the brook, but there's an old paper map near the entrance that shows where the campsites are, and the brook is identified there. Tim Wharton is with the Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation, and he said until the name is formally changed, it will continue showing up on some maps.
Everybody needs to feel welcome here, and to have the name of the brook still on this map is not welcoming to everybody. And that's why one of the reasons we support the change in the name.
It's up to the Vermont Board of Libraries to officially change the names of geographic spots like brooks, lakes, and mountains. And the board considers a request in an open meeting once a petition is delivered with a specific name change included. Bruce Post is chairman of the library board. He said that while America has some serious issues to address around racism, there is value in finding the common ground over the naming of a little brook in Townsend, Vermont.
If we can't get together on a name change, how can we deal with the larger things? I don't think it's a sideshow at all. I think it's an important process. You know, people feel passionately. There's passion associated with this on the part of some people. But we also have to have some compassion for others that don't agree with every aspect of it. Maybe I'm hopelessly optimistic, but I don't think so.
The Alliance to Rename the Brook says it has gathered signatures and is preparing to submit a petition. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Townsend.